From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block with a story about how a father's words of loss, grief, and remembrance heard on the radio turned into a number one country song. I drive your truck. Here's how that song, I Drive Your Truck, came about. 2 years ago, on Memorial Day, Nashville songwriter Connie Harrington was driving in her car, listening to a story on the public radio program Here and Now. And she heard a father remembering his son, a soldier who was killed in Afghanistan.
He mentioned that he drove his son's truck. And he went on to describe the truck.
What can I tell you? It's just, it's him, it's got his DNA all over it. I love driving it because it reminds me of him, though I don't need the truck to remind me of him. I think about him every hour of every day.
And I'm in the car, and I keep a little stack of Post-it notes, and I begin to write the details of the truck.
While you're driving?
While I'm driving, I know. I'm crying and driving and trying not to run off the road.
Though it only gets pretty bad mileage. I'm happy driving it. He's with me. But he's with me all the time anyway.
I scribbled down, you know, that he said it burns a lot of gas. But he didn't care. He drove it anyway. He said he hasn't cleaned the truck up. And people get on to him for that. But you'd kind of want to have their things the way they were.
Connie Harrington was so moved by what she heard that a few days later, she started turning those thoughts into a song with two co-writers. Singer Lee Bryce recorded I Drive Your Truck, and last month it vaulted to number one.
89 cents in the ashtray, half-empty bottle of Gatorade rolling in the floorboard. That dirty Braves cap on the dash, dog tags hanging from the rear view, old skull can and cowboy boots, and a gold army shirt folded in the back. This thing burns gas like crazy, but that's alright. People got their ways of coping, oh, and I got mine. I drive your truck.
Now, as that song climbed its way up the country charts, the man whose words on the radio inspired it in the first place, Paul Monty of Raynham, Massachusetts, got a message on Facebook. It was from a woman whose son was killed in the same battle as his son, Jared.
And she sent me a message and told me that she had heard this song and that I had to listen to it because she knew I drove Jared's truck and she drove her son's truck. So I remember not being able to listen to the entire song. Get into it a few bars or so and just kind of welled up.
And at this point, you didn't realize it was actually about you. It had spun off of your own words.
I had no clue whatsoever. I wondered, you know, who wrote this song?
Now here's the thing. The songwriter, Connie Harrington, couldn't remember the name of the father whom she'd heard on the radio, but she wanted desperately to find him, to let him know he was the inspiration.
We feel like this song was such a gift, and it's facilitated healing, I think, in people. And we just wanted him to know that it was his words that touched us to write this song.
Well, after lots of fruitless internet searches, she finally found his name, Paul Monty, and she got a phone number and made the call.
And I picked up the phone, and it was Connie on the other end who got out about three words before she broke into tears. And I was just in complete shock.
Long story short, this week Paul Monty flew to Nashville to meet the songwriters and go to a party to mark the song's success.
Mr. Monty, you mentioned that at first you couldn't listen to the whole song. Is it still too painful to listen to the whole song?
It is.
It
really is. I don't know if I've ever listened to it all the way through.
Really?
Ever. I mean, I can get just so far, and I just have to shut it off.
Connie, you're sitting next to Mr. Monty there listening to him describe this process for him, and I wonder when he says that he can't bear to listen to the whole song, how that strikes you.
I totally understand. I mean, we wrote the song 2 years ago, and I still can't talk about it without crying.
You got both of us in tears here.
One of the most remarkable things about Jared Monty isn't even in the song. Sergeant Monty was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor, the military's highest decoration for valor. In June of 2006, in remote northeast Afghanistan, his patrol came under fierce attack from some 50 enemy fighters. Under withering fire, Jared Monty tried to rescue a badly wounded comrade, running out three times into a wall of bullets and grenades. On his last attempt, he was killed. Sergeant Monty was 30 years old.
That's something I have to live with every day. You know, losing my son, a boy starting from a very young age who never gave up on anything, no matter what it was, no matter how difficult it was. So trying to save Brian Bradbury and going out to get him not once or twice but three times was just, well, that's Jared. He won't give up. But underlying all of that was the one principle that he always, always, always lived by, and that was do the right thing. And the right thing was to try to save this young private who was alone, out in the open, injured, calling out for help. And the right thing was, I have to save my boy, no matter what the cost. And the cost was his life. You know, I think it's important for people to understand, or at least try to understand, what Gold Star parents go through. Your child is your future. And when you lose your child, you've lost your future. And I think one of the reasons so many Gold Star parents drive their children's trucks is because they have to hold on. They just have to hold on.
Well, Mr. Monty and Ms. Harrington, thank you both so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Melissa.
It's songwriter Connie Harrington and the man who inspired I Drive Your Truck, Paul Monty.
I drive your truck. I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I drive your truck.
You're listening to All Things Considered.